Hello.
Hello.
The great anonymous sage.
How's it going?
Doing pretty good, man. We got a lot to uncover, a lot of
Oh, for
things.
sure.
Probably the biggest one is just Big Pharma and what happened to Nipsey. And it's a tragedy, honestly. And when it happened, a lot of people just viewed it as another, quote unquote, gang related death. And that kind of hit me a certain way because I watch things unfold, and I look at things, and I thought it was very coincidental that he announces he's doing this documentary on the cure for AIDS, and within a week he gets shot and killed. And that to me was very suspicious. And if that doesn't wake people up, I don't know what will. You know what I'm saying? We got to get out of the
Yeah.
mindset that the pharmaceutical industry wants to cure you. They make money and profit off of you being sick. They do not want to cure you. If doctors really cared, they would prescribe a diet for you and have you do an approach, but they don't do this. They give you pharmaceuticals, which makes you dependent on them and gives them money. That's what it's all about. So it's really what it
Exactly.
comes down
And
to.
that's because of the Rockefeller cartel, which basically took over the medical industry in the early 1900s. And so we've had almost more than a century of this type of behavior from the medicine, modern mainstream medicine.
Yes.
It's extremely destructive. It doesn't really benefit anyone or keep anyone healthy. In fact, they create a revolving door of customers
Yes.
where they keep injecting you with these poisons. And if you notice, they mandate a lot of this stuff in a very subtle manner. For example, vaccines. You wouldn't even think that, at first glance, that maybe a vaccine is harmful because they wrap it in all these layers of benevolent wording and that it's going to protect you from an infectious disease or an infectious virus or whatever the case may be. And you don't really realize that this thing actually has a bunch of poisons in there. It's
Right.
actually harming your cells and doing a lot of damage.
Yep.
And it's not something that's going to kill you instantly or overnight. It's a very subtle, slow process.
Yep.
It's like a slow decay, slow kill mechanism. And when you just look at the
The
ingredients in a
ingredients,
typical,
yes. Yes.
which I believe the CDC publishes that on their website. You can download a PDF of that, and it looks like a witch's brew of aborted fetal
Yeah,
cells.
and why the question is, are people not aware of the ingredients, or do they know this and they trust their government, or I don't
Well,
understand.
people make a lot of rationalizations for this. Like, I think I've had maybe a couple of instances where I got in a debate about this with someone who trusted vaccines. It was probably on Twitter. But they were basically claiming that, oh, the aborted fetal cells basically get shed or somehow get filtered out when they process the vaccine. The aborted fetal cell lines are basically used to grow the viral DNA, basically, the weakened virus, essentially. So I don't really buy that. If you're growing it in a culture of in a bunch of aborted fetal cell lines, there's bound to be some residue from those aborted fetal cells at the very least, which is ending up in those vaccines as well. So we don't know how good that filtering process is, and it's just the fact that it is listed as an ingredient there
That's
is
a big
highly
red
suspicious.
flag right there anyway. That'd
Exactly.
make me enough not to get it at all.
Exactly. That's like something you don't want to mess with because you don't know what type of reaction that's going to have on the cells in your body, what type of organ it's going to hit, what type of slow decay mechanism it's going to cause. You're basically wreaking havoc with the body and also with the mind because a lot of these vaccines have heavy metals and they'll have aluminum, they'll have something like
I
dimerosal.
think mercury might have been in one of them too. I think just a bunch
Yeah,
of crazy ingredients.
mercury as well. And then they have substances which also
I heard it can
enable
change
it.
your DNA too. It can do a whole bunch of things, just crazy
Yeah,
things.
it does a whole bunch of crazy stuff. And then there was actually a huge scandal in I believe the early 1990s, or perhaps it dragged on for maybe a couple decades or several decades, but the polio vaccine in which was released, I believe, after 1960, that it turned out that actually infected 90 million Americans, I think, with polio cancer-causing virus. And there's actually an interview where the pharmacist at Merck, I believe he was the chief doctor who worked on that vaccine, and he basically admitted that these vaccines were contaminated with a cancer-causing virus. And
And
so
that's no surprise at all. Yeah.
just that alone makes you not want to trust that entire industry because it's just so
Well, the
suspicious.
biggest reason for me was anything the government's pushing, I'm questioning it first and
Oh,
foremost.
yeah.
And then obviously, when you do your research into it, you come to different conclusions. But not everybody does that research. They just see the media and they're like, oh, get the vaccine, it'll save people's lives. And they push this narrative with the news media, and people follow suit along with it without actually doing any research into it. And that's part of the problem with society is we rely on news media for our information, and it is ultimately corrupt and compromised. That's another big problem in itself right there. But
Exactly.
there's no way I would get one. That is just beyond me. I would never. And it's
Yep.
like, the amount of time it takes, what did they produce this vaccine in, like 6 to 9 months? And y'all are trusting something they created in this very minute amount of time. It's just mind-blowing to
Right.
me.
Well, I suspect they already had a vaccine in the works prior to this pandemic beginning or unfolding, rather. So I think
It's
that time frame is probably a little bit misleading. But
And now
regardless, they definitely.
they have another strain of like COVID that's like B117 in the UK, just something else they're putting out, which is apparently
Right.
more deadly. So
Yeah, they're just going to keep creating new strains, new mutations, and the public, at least at this rate, they're going to continue buying it because they've pretty much believed everything so far. And we're seeing very minimal resistance, minimal civil disobedience, I guess, and
that's
the vast.
worrisome that people are falling in line without questioning anything.
And people need to think about this in a more nuanced way as well. Like, for example, mask wearing. It's not just the fact that mask wearing is harmful, you're restricting your breathing. They're trying to mandate something that's a medical intervention, basically, for a bunch of healthy people on a very widespread basis. And a lot of people try to say, oh, it's no big deal to wear a mask for just 10 minutes if you're going into a grocery store or something, but there's a lot of stuff in that mask, even small components which are harmful to the lining of your
Aren't you
lungs. And
breathing
people are
in
constantly
your own
even if
carbon
you wear it
monoxide?
just for a few minutes, you're breathing.
Yeah, you're breathing in what is your own carbon monoxide?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's basically all bad and very.
And you need oxygen in your cells
Exactly.
to fight, and you're not getting that oxygen when you have a mask on. So the mask alone actually can cause some problems on its own that people don't even talk about. And the
That's
mask
right.
to me is more symbolic of obedience and obeying the system to me is what it pretty much symbolizes for me when people you see a group of people just wearing a mask or just being obedient. And that was probably their goal too.
Definitely.
But with Nipsey, do you think that was a coincidence with
Definitely, I
him?
agree. It's a very submissive visual indicator, visual
Yeah, it
symbol.
is 100%. And do you think the thing with Nipsey was just a random,
Sorry, can you repeat
do you think
that?
the thing with Nipsey was just a random coincidence with him, or was it something? All right. Guess this
All
would be
right.
part three. Because all the other ones cut
Yep.
out, but the last one was about 20 minutes. So we've made good progress so
Yep.
far. I forgot where we left off.
just talking about JFK and everything Zio Cartel did to assassinate him in broad daylight.
And then they use Lee Harvey Oswald as their, I guess, patsy.
Scapegoat.
Yeah, you could say. I mean, I want to get an actual body language analysis and people that look at behavior and have them look at when he was interviewed after he did it and decide for me if what if he looked like the person who killed the president. Because in my opinion, if somebody really did this and they just assassinated the president, a lot of people would be like, yeah, I did it. It was me. But his reaction and how he acted just seemed to me as if he had been set up. In my opinion, that's what it looked like because I watched the sort of the little interview after it happened, and he did not look like he did it, but he could have been faking
Right.
it.
I believe he was definitely set up, and that's what they do. They have the power to do that. They have the power to just target any random person in an unfortunate situation or unfortunate position, and they could just set them up and blame the false flag or blame the
Because
murder
they
or
have
atrocity on.
control of the media. They can get the media together and put that on the news and then broadcast that as he did it. And he is in the history. They have tarnished this man's name. He is forever in the history books as the man who killed JFK. But we have to remember, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. He was shot very conveniently before he could go to trial. So if
Right.
we're taking our own country's law into account, he is innocent until proven guilty. He was never proven guilty. He never went to trial. And it's very convenient that he was shot before he could ever go to trial. That to me is the biggest red
Exactly.
flag that this was an inside job right there.
Exactly. And that just makes it pretty much obvious that it was an inside
It should
job.
make it
Like, why would
obvious to
someone
anybody.
kill him? Right, why would someone just kill him prior to him awaiting his trial? It doesn't make any sense,
Because they
unless you were trying to cover something up.
exactly they knew this was going to go to trial against its own government, and they knew this would happen, and it would pretty much ruin their whole story on what happened, and they just stopped him from going to trial. I think it was Jack Ruby that shot him.
Yeah, I believe that was the one.
And then
And
that guy
they
died from cancer a little bit later too.
yeah, very suspicious circumstances all the way around.
What about George Carlin? That was he was putting them on blast too, wasn't he?
Yeah,
Telling people
definitely.
that
Although,
all
yeah,
them quotes
he
he
had a lot
said.
of he had a lot of big comedic performances where he basically trash the government, and in a very clever, humorous manner, he exposed a lot of their sham and a lot of
And he
you know
died of
what
a heart
society.
attack,
Yep, that's where
apparently.
the heart attack gun comes in from the CIA again, which they can just use to target these types
That don't abide by the
of
system.
Right. If they're going against the official narrative or the mainstream opinion, then they can be targeted and taken out very easily. In fact, the CIA actually declassified that heart attack gun in the 1970s. So imagine how much better and
What they
more
have
stealthy and
now.
more.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he did it on the biggest stage in front of millions of people. He was like, they don't care about you. Politicians don't give a fuck about you. They don't care at all. And I heard that and
Right.
I was like, wow, this guy really got it. And this is why, probably why he was taken out right there for just putting him on blast like that.
Exactly. They can't afford those types of people who have a big audience speaking up and countering their narrative because it's very powerful and it wakes a lot of people up.
Yep.
So it's a consistent pattern we see with people like that being taken out. People who are trying to bring positive change and awareness, or even countering the big corporations and cartels and things of that nature. which pretty much dominate and control modern society today.
Yeah, what I found
And it's
out is anytime you have a big audience or you can cause a massive shift in thinking or consciousness, they target you and you are on their radar because they don't like this. Anytime somebody comes along that has a big audience that can really make an impact, whether you believe it or not, they are on that radar because they know they have power to shift thinking. And that's really what it
exactly.
comes down to, and that's why I think Nipsey was taken out, because he was on an interview in front of millions of people and he said the wrong fucking thing and they didn't like it, and that was gonna change the way people thought about AIDS and cures, and they had to end it, so they took him out.
Exactly.
They
And
can't
that's why,
afford to have that happen. It would completely kill off their profits if things got cured, and they knew this, so they took action. And to me, it was pretty obvious that was a big pharma hit to anybody that really looked into it. It was a big pharma hit. You can't tell me it wasn't. And it's sad that they fucking do this, and it's a cruel
definitely.
world.
And even Dr. Sebi died under very suspicious circumstances.
I think they said he
He
died of
would,
pneumonia.
yeah, he died of pneumonia. He was actually taken into custody because he lived in Honduras. And then what happened was he was arrested while carrying, I think, $37,000 worth of cash, or very, very large sum of cash. And there was no origin for it. There was no accounting for it. So they arrested him on money laundering charges. And apparently they found out while he was in police custody that he was sick. And so he was falling sick very quickly. And while they took him to the hospital, apparently he died on the way of pneumonia.
So the man that cures AIDS dies of pneumonia in police custody. Guess that's what they're saying.
Basically, yeah.
And people act like
But
it didn't happen. I mean, you can look up the trial, 1985, Dr. Sebi versus NY. He literally proved in federal court. And that's another reason they probably took him out, because he just made them look terrible in front of everybody, and the documents are
right.
out there. We can all look this up. It's true. And they're trying to cover it up, but the light has been shined on it and it will never fade. And people are aware of that. And so they can't cover it up anymore. Just like MK Ultra, when that came out, it was no longer a conspiracy theory. We learned that it was true and they can't cover it up anymore. And so this is the same way. They cannot cover it up. Once it's out there, we wake people up, and then
I agree. There's too much momentum behind it now because it's pretty much out in the open. So people can search this truth up. And Dr. Sebi was also influential for other reasons. I mean, he had a lot of celebrity clients. I think even Michael Jackson was one of his clients, as well
yes,
as
because
John Travolta
they knew that he
and various others.
could cure stuff, and they knew that he was going the other route. He wasn't going the pharmaceutical mainstream medical literature route. He was going through herbal and
Right.
natural approach that really our mainstream medical science has never went that route. They've never went the route of, oh, let's get you on this natural diet and try the natural route. They've always pushed pills as their way of treating you. And in actuality, this is
Right.
very
And a large part of the
profitable for
influence
them.
of that.
It's very profitable for them because they get you hooked on
Right.
pills, and then you have to take that for life, or you're in debilitating withdrawal pain from not having it. This is another reason that this is another part that goes into big pharma, something like Kratom, which I use. This was a big threat to the main pharmaceutical narcotics. It helped people get off of pills, and they didn't like this because they're not on their pills. They're losing profits. People are using Kratom, and it helps them, so they tried to ban Kratom. They tried to make it Schedule One in the same class as marijuana and heroin, which is ridiculous that the government tried doing this. That is ridiculous that they really tried to do that. Something that helps people, it's natural, it helps them get off of hard
Yeah,
drugs.
but well, everything the government does is ridiculous. I mean, they've pretty much banned psychedelics as well.
And it's no
Something
surprise.
like
It's no surprise that they would do that because psychedelics, in their way, they wake people up. They let you see through the bullshit, and it would w awaken humanity to society, and they couldn't allow that, so they made it Schedule One along with LSD and psilocybin. So
Exactly.
all the psychedelics are Schedule One, and they do not want people using them, and
Exactly.
that's no coincidence either.
Exactly. And it's not just the fact that they outlawed them or turned them into Schedule One drugs. It's also the way they propagandized people into thinking it is bad or having a negative view
The
of those
negative
things.
stigma of it, yeah.
Exactly. So if you were to approach the average person about, say, taking psilocybin mushrooms, they'd be like, "Oh, you're probably crazy, or you're probably a junkie or a druggie or something like that." So they
When
have a very
in
wrong and twisted
actuality,
view.
yeah, they have the wrong view. And in actuality, those are one of some of the least addictive drugs you could take. But this whole
Right.
propaganda of drugs in itself is what's caused that. And it's no secret that they
Right.
want psychedelic Schedule One and don't want people using them. And we know why. Because it wakes people up, and they cannot have that happen. So they've made it Schedule One. But again, if people are going to do drugs, they're going to do drugs. And if people are going to get guns, they're going to get guns, just like gun control, I don't think it does anything, honestly. It's just like the alcohol prohibition in the 30s and the 40s. It didn't stop people from getting alcohol. It's not going to stop people from getting
Right.
guns. So that's a whole nother thing that I think isn't going to work. And
Yeah,
that's just another
exactly.
power grab of our rights, of trying to take our rights right there. Our Second
Right.
Amendment
Everyone
right.
should
We
have the
need to be
ability
able to
to open
defend
up.
ourselves from domestic or foreign enemies. That's what the founding fathers intended, and that's what it needs to stay. That's the only way we can
Yep.
defend ourselves from a tyrannical government, and they know this, so they try to take our guns at any chance they can.
Well, they've already pretty much trampled all over the Second Amendment, pretty much entirely. Like in places like California, for example, trying to get a gun or trying to get a license to own a gun is like worse than a job application. It's crazy. So you have to get multiple references and this, that, and the other, and it's just a very, very detailed and involved process. And it makes you wonder, like, why do I have to go through this process? Who's the government to monitor me? And my ability to purchase a weapon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, ultimately, in the long run, I think it's not going to work because you have black markets. You have all sorts of things which people will do to navigate and circumvent those types of laws and regulations. And at this point, I think there's like 300 million guns in the US total that are owned by the general population.
That's
So you're
crazy.
not getting rid of that time soon.
And they were, I think it's, is it called a red flag law? It's some type of law where they come to your house and get your guns. I don't know how they're thinking that this is going to turn out good for them, because
Right.
there's way too many law-abiding citizens that own guns that are not giving up their guns,
Right.
Which would
Well, they can
honestly
label you
cause a
as
civil war.
having a mental illness.
It's like a
Yeah.
buyback thing, I think it's called.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And this is not going to turn out well for them. That's all I got to say.
Definitely not. They're asking for trouble in this regard. So, if you own a weapon,
That's why they
consider
staged so many phony fucking shootings. So they could. It was. You got to look at the bigger picture. It was all about gun control. With Sandy Hook, it's like, oh, these kids got murdered. But the bigger picture is, hey, we want your guns and we need gun control. That's what the media pushed, and that's the bigger picture.
And
We
again,
all know that was a false flag. We all know that.
Absolutely. And again, it's the tactic of using fear to control the minds of the population. So they use a false flag psychological operation like Sandy Hook. And what it does is it strikes fear into the heart of millions of people all over the country. And it also gets them to basically go along with gun control measures because now the population is in fear. Like, I don't want my
And
children
yeah,
murdered
I don't want
at
my
home.
yep, exactly. So they're in this state where they're like, I don't want that happening to my kids, so sure, we need gun control. So they
Right.
follow along with that narrative after they push a shooting.
Yep, that's correct.
And very conveniently, I watched a long video years ago, and this also goes into big tech and censoring. I watched a video debunking Sandy Hook and showing that it was a phony thing that happened. It didn't happen. It was a false flag. And then conveniently, I tried to find the video. I cannot find it anymore. So they took the video down and probably deleted it. And
Right. And there was
that's
another
the
video
whole other
about
thing.
Sandy Hook. I don't know. Right. I'm not sure if you caught the other video about Sandy Hook where one of the parents was walking up to give apparently a
Yeah,
press
Robbie
conference.
Parker, and he was laughing before he gave his speech. This guy
Yeah.
apparently just lost his kid earlier that day. He
Yep,
gets on
exactly.
camera and he's laughing.
Yep, exactly. Who laughs when you just lost your kid? You would be in complete trauma and shock and crying profusely, probably.
And there were people in the comments that were saying he was, but right before he got on camera, well, of course he laughed. That was a big red flag. But before. After that, he got himself in the character really fast, and you could see that happen on camera as well. And this is just another example of a crisis actor that is not good at their job, or they would be in Hollywood, but instead they're doing acting for the government.
Exactly. Yep, a bad crisis actor.
And conveniently, that I actually watched that interview. It was on CNN and it's on YouTube, and they cut out the piece where he was laughing in the beginning.
Yep.
And you go in the comments, and people are like, why'd y'all cut out the part where he's laughing in the beginning? Like, it's so obvious that they had to take it out of the video.
Yep, they had to edit that part out. They can't afford millions of people.
And now we have a new administration, and I'm not saying that Trump was perfect or he was the guy or whatever. I'm not even getting into that. But what I will say is, for some reason, we had shooting after shooting after shooting in the Obama administration. I don't know why, but I think those people, that administration, were staging these fucking shootings.
Right.
Now when we're in the Trump administration, we didn't see any of that. The shootings just kind of disappeared. So my question is, are now that we're in a Joe Biden administration, are we going to see that come back in the play as part of their operations? So,
I think it's very possible. Although we did still see a few major shootings during the Trump administration. For example, the Walmart shooting in El Paso, Texas. And
all that, yeah, the El
there
Paso,
was another one in
yep.
Dayton, Ohio, I believe. So we did see to some degree. I'm not sure if we'll see.
But are we gonna see it come back to the scale that it was at under Obama, where it was a lot of school shootings?
Yeah, I'm not sure we'll ever get to that point, especially considering with all the lockdown considerations. And
And kids aren't back in school yet, so that's
right.
another
There's
reason.
not as much. There's definitely a huge reduction in people being out in public in certain venues, in certain places. So you might not see that as much moving forward, but I'm sure there'll still be a few here and there, potentially. They might unleash some to throw the population off. But as far as right now, I think what they're focusing on is the pandemic. Everything's COVID-19, and they're focusing on unleashing psyop after psyop surrounding this
Yep.
scam that's going on, that's unfolding right now. Because their main objective is the Great Reset, and this is a global agenda. I think they've already sort of weakened the Second Amendment to such a large degree. And the population is already so dumbed down in America, arguably, one of the worst in the world, in terms
Because
of
of our media in this country.
the media and
They
various.
just brainwash.
Yep. It's also the liberal Marxist brainwashing in the schools, universities, indoctrination centers. So you have all these young people who are going to school and they're paying a
It's pure
boatload of money.
indoctrination.
A boatload of money for 4-year education, university education, and basically getting brainwashed into essentially indoctrinated into Marxist thinking, supporting Marxist ideals. And so that's how you shift the entire mindset of a country slowly over time through this repetitive brainwashing and indoctrination decade after decade. And then that leads to the situation that we see today, which is very unfortunate.
Yep. And so you are certain that they rigged this election, but they did it out in the open this time in front of everybody. So it was very, they've rigged every election, but this one was really obvious. So my question is, they gave Trump one term and he was their puppet, but it appears as if they've moved on from him. So the question is, why did they move on, or what was the motive behind putting Joe, or is Joe just the perfect puppet candidate? Is that the question right there? I
There's
guess he is.
various possibilities. Perhaps they can orchestrate things a bit more directly out of the Democratic Party. Hard to say, but both parties are pretty much completely corrupt and controlled, and they work together. They're two wings of the same bird. So I think part of it was they were trying to incite more chaos and outrage,
More outrage, yep.
amongst
Yep,
the
and they
general
did that.
populace, right? So this time they
They
were trying to.
completely divided this country in that
Oh, yeah,
election.
absolutely. Split right down the middle.
So it was more, it looks like it was more of a psychological operation on the general public than anything to
Right.
further divide people, further outrage, incite violence and chaos. And that was probably one of the biggest motives behind it.
If they left Trump in power, it would have been more of the same dynamic over the past 4 years, just liberals being upset and, conservatives being pacified and happy that they have Trump in office for another 4 years. But by doing this, what they did is now they enraged the conservatives and people on the right. And now liberals are super happy that they have their guy in office. And I'm sure part of the motivation also is getting Kamala Harris in there, who would be, in my opinion, the ideal tyrannical communist style president if she ever overtakes Joe Biden for that position. So there's a lot of speculation that
They, yeah.
Biden might get assassinated or they'll take him out in one way or another.
They were saying that what they really want is Kamala to run the country, not
Right.
even Biden.
Right. And
So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next few years
yep,
now that he's
I
in.
would say even in the next few months, there's a lot we can expect. A lot of surprise.
And it's very scary that they have the complete power. Regardless of how you view a sitting president, he in no way, shape, or form should be completely shut off and shut down and censored in the way that he was censored, regardless of how you feel about him. Or the whole thing could have been, a psychological operation to piss the conservatives off and
Well,
outrage the right.
I think it was a little bit of both.
So that could be it, too.
So these things serve multiple purposes for them, for the elite. They basically, by shutting down the president, they ran a psychological operation which enraged people on the right. And what they also did is they set a very bad precedent that if they can shut down the president, they can shut down anybody. So if they can shut down the president, what's
And that, yeah,
stopping them from
that's
shutting your voice
worrisome. That
down in
comes.
any particular situation. Because in my opinion, the president didn't even tweet anything that was harmful at all.
Well, they are impeaching him
Exactly.
and they're saying that he incited violence, but I don't recall him ever inciting violence. I think he tweeted, "Stay peaceful." So if
Yeah.
they can impeach a president on a false bump, phony bullshit, imagine what they can do to an average citizen.
Exactly.
And this just comes down to how crooked these people really are.
Exactly. And now,
How are you impeaching him for inciting violence when he fucking tweets, "Stay peaceful"?
and
So that, like, seriously.
the fact that the liberals just eat it up and believe all of it and they cheer on the censorship, that to me is the most disturbing part of it. Because
Well, yeah, censor him, censor him.
they don't realize that this is going to come back to bite them in the near future if they support this tyranny.
I've always had respect for conservatives because at least they knew that the media and the news media was bullshit. The liberals are just completely zoned in watching their TV screens. Conservatives kind of knew it was bullshit, so at least I had some respect for the right a little
Yeah,
bit.
the
Because we do. I mean, no matter how you want to look at it, in this country, we have a liberal media, and it's the fact of the matter. MSNBC, NBC, PBS, ABC, CNN, all of these left-leaning media, and that's just the fact of the matter. We have what? One right? We have Fox, maybe. Is there one right news media, and the rest are, leaning
Well, even
left?
Fox is basically as good as a leftist outlet right now. So it's pretty much 100% all across the board is a Marxist media outlets, leftist media outlets.
You control the media, you control the narrative, you control the people. That's what it comes down to.
Yep. And right now they've successfully controlled the minds of who knows how many tens of millions or hundreds of millions of people in the US. It's quite
And
stunning.
it's so funny watching the narrative change because I remember first it was Corona, 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 and then something flipped, like a light just switched off, and it immediately went on to race wars and riots. Like within a mere, it's like the virus disappeared and they moved on to a new narrative of racial tension and causing racial outrage.
Right.
And it's so funny how they wouldn't even talk about Corona during those few weeks of riots. It's like it didn't exist. And it just goes to show you how they completely switch up what they do and they change to control people. And I wish people wouldn't let the media play with their emotions like that. With all these cop killings, and it's just ridiculous. With all the race wars and burning down buildings, and it's just terrible to see for the country. We're at 30 minutes with the sage. Appreciate anybody that tunes in. I hope we touched on some more topics. If anybody else wants to list any topics that we can talk about, we will. This first one was Big Pharma. More importantly, Nipsey. Rest in peace, Nipsey. We know what happened, and everybody that's hopefully listening in is aware of what happened. And this stuff's got to stop, and they got to quit doing this. So, Here, Sage.
Hello?
You there? There you are. You hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? There we go. I think the other one didn't get recorded because it dropped for some reason.
Oh, I guess it said it would save once I exited the recording.
Hope it did save, but
Yeah, if not, you can just release it in multiple parts, I guess.
yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. Forgot where we were. We were talking about mask and the stupidity of
Yeah,
all that.
you're talking about the submission of the masks and how it indicates that people are basically falling in line and obeying everything the government
Yep.
dictates.
And I knew even whenever it happened, it was more than a virus. It was like a biological, psychological attack on people itself.
Exactly.
And the lockdowns and killing the economy, and it's so much more than a virus. And I don't know how the hell we didn't vote on this. We didn't have any say in this. There was nothing. It was complete, total power grab of control. That was just, to me, is mind-boggling. What we've seen happen in the past year is, oh, you need a vaccine passport to travel. You need this. You need a vaccine to enter this building. It's just so much shit that's happening right now that is mind-blowing. And I don't know how they're able to do this and get away with this. It's just
Exactly, and
ridiculous.
I'm shocked that more people are not outraged. It seems that's basically the easiest way to control people, right? Through fear. They
Yes,
launch
or
out
through
fear,
fear.
so they make people afraid of this invisible virus, and they make people basically afraid of each other, which is
Yes.
really twisted because now you're eliminating, human contact, even with your own
I've
family and
heard the
friends and things of that
suicide
nature,
rate
through
has
all these.
went up, the use of drugs has went up. There's so much negative things going on
Absolutely.
with these lockdowns that it is affecting people. Kids aren't going to school, which is ridiculous because we've recently and found out through the whole time period that kids are almost immune to it, where it doesn't affect them very much. It's really just the elderly and the really, really young. So the fact that kids aren't going to school is stupid, in my opinion, that we stop that. Kids aren't getting to graduate. It's
Right.
just ridiculous.
And even in the schools that are open, they're forcing kids to wear masks, which is
I'm surprised
totally
they're not forcing a
inhumane.
vaccine for all the kids. I'll probably be next.
Yeah, I think that's in the works for some elementary schools, forcing it on them or requiring it to be mandated, basically, for all the children who are in this particular school. And that's how it's going to be for the rest of society as well. It looks like it's heading there within the next few
And
months. So that's how
we've heard these puppets like fucking Dr. Fauci and all these, Bill Gates and all these people, and they're talking and they're like, it's not gonna go away, it's gonna go on. They just want this. It's like the war on terror, It's another endless thing that will never end, and they don't want it to end. And now it's the war on a virus that's never gonna end. It's just an it's another scapegoat
Exactly.
for
It's
them
all.
to take our rights, honestly. So it's really what it comes down to.
Yep, that's right. Yep, that's correct. And they institute these measures very slowly in a very subtle and calculated manner. So they sort of
Yep.
sneak up on you. And
You
before you know
don't
it,
you can't travel, you can't
suddenly
do anything,
everyone's
you can't go
masked.
anywhere. And they don't do it overnight. Like you said, they
Exactly.
do it in phases. They do it slowly so the public isn't aware that it's happening. But then the end result is you can't go anywhere, you can't travel, you can't do anything. And that's the end result. And that's what they want. I think that one of the The first guys to use the term Great Reset. What's his name? He was in a picture with, you tweeted a picture of him. He was with Joe Biden. I forgot his name. Klaus or something?
Yeah, Klaus
Yeah, and
Schwab.
he's an evil man himself, and he's the one behind this whole Great Reset thing that they're pushing. And they're not even in the closet about it anymore. They're openly saying, we need a Great Reset, we need this, and they're so open about it. And before it was, well,
Right.
that's a conspiracy, but
And
now it's out in the open and we can all see it.
yeah, you can't say it's a conspiracy
No, you
anymore.
can't,
You can't say it's a conspiracy anymore.
because it's
In fact, this guy, Klaus Schwab, wrote a book that was called The Great Reset.
no surprise there. And then he literally said, he said, I think this is a quote, he said, you will own nothing and you will be happy. That was his quote. So we see their agenda, and then
Yeah, there was a commercial with that quote from the World Economic Forum, which went around on social media, and a lot of people were making fun of
Joe Biden gets in, and his one of the first things he says is a mask mandate. I'm like, oh, here we go. You know that the agenda is all coming into play here.
Yep, he's basically their next puppet. And so we traded one puppet president for another. And now Joe Biden will set things into motion based on what Trump already started during the latter stages of his presidency.
Yep. And we're going to see all that unfold throughout the years. And there's nothing we can really do because they always put in who they want in, and our votes mean nothing. And that's just where
Right.
we're at in society right now.
Yeah, the political system isn't going to save you. Voting is inconsequential because if voting really made a difference, they wouldn't
They
allow
wouldn't
you to
allow
do
you,
it.
yeah, they wouldn't allow you to do it. I think that was a quote by Mark Twain or something. It was like, if voting mattered, they wouldn't allow you to do it. And that's pretty much how I feel. That's
Yeah,
too
that's a
much power to the
pretty famous
people
quote.
for it to be real.
Right.
That's
But people are under this illusion, this spell, even politics. Even politics, casts a spell on people with these puppet
They
politicians
get,
giving these
yeah, they
rallies
get
and
so
speeches. And
wrapped up in the to into what they say, and they believe every word, and it's just BS.
exactly. They have a trusting nature of people that aren't to be trusted. We're dealing with psychopaths here. Narcissists, people who have no empathy, and you can't really do that. These people are basically predators. They're out for your blood, and it's an unfortunate situation that they control the government that rules over you.
It's a
But
very fucked situation. It's a very fucked up situation.
the faster people wake up to this reality, the faster they can save themselves and make alternate arrangements rather than depending on this toxic government,
Well,
which is basically out here to make you a slave.
I mean, we've seen what JFK wanted to do. He wanted to completely get rid of the CIA. He said, fuck the CIA, let's get rid of them. He wanted to dissolve our intelligence agencies because they were so, he knew how corrupt they were. And we've seen what happened to him. So the first guy.
Yeah, JFK also came from a royal bloodline, but it appears that he basically went against his master's wishes sometime during the course of his presidency and got out of their control, I guess. And
People
so they
say that
had
was a
to eliminate
psyop,
him.
but I was like, I don't think it's a psyop because he got murdered, you know? Unless the video footage is somehow faked, but I believe he truly died, and that was something that happened. And they
Well,
put.
there are some people who claim that the person in the car whose head got blown up was just a dummy, and that the real JFK was somewhere else. But I don't know if there's any truth to that.
There's so many scenarios. There's like the mob did it, CIA, or it was faked.
Yeah. Well, in my opinion, it was definitely the Zio cartel, which was the CIA. They had basically pretty much an official hit squad from the CIA con conduct the hit. And they did it in the most traumatizing manner possible during a parade, during basically a parade appearance or somewhere in Dallas, with the open car in broad daylight in front of everyone. And so that was definitely something that traumatized an entire nation, I would say. But then there were so many cover-ups in the ensuing investigations. It was just riddled with corruption.
And then they kept the files classified for years. Why are you withholding information from the public? You know, if you're completely scot-free, why are you hiding information? And
Exactly.
that's a big red flag too, right there.
And that's the same pattern with everything. So even with 9/11, we saw the same exact thing. The 9/11 Commission was created to supposedly investigate what happened, but it was clearly a sham
Yeah,
investigation. It was a
if the government is investigating itself, you're not going to find anything. Obviously, this
sham.
is an obvious thing, and we see this trend continue in our own government where something will happen, a scandal will happen. Who investigates it? The government. Well, you're not going to find anything.
Right. And it doesn't really matter who's doing the investigating. It could be the FBI, it could be the CIA, it could be whoever. It could be the Justice
It's
Department,
an inside
you know.
job, so you're not going to ever find any crime.
Exactly. That it's all crooked and it's all controlled, and they control the entire judicial system as well, which is why the
Yeah.
legal system, the justice system, is also a sham.
It's a complete shame.
Yeah. It's definitely not for the benefit of the people.
You know, and I really appreciate and I really thank our founding fathers. I think they were very wise and they meant well with we the people, and they really wanted this to be the greatest country on the planet, and I still think it is. They had no idea, the founding fathers, what today would be like, and they would probably be rolling in their graves finding out what's going on
Their
nowadays.
original message completely twisted over time into something that's unrecognizable now. The original principles upon the country are that upon which the country was founded are definitely very enlightening and way more aligned with personal liberty and freedom than anything we have today. But that original message, the original constitution, has gotten so distorted and twisted. And that's really what happens with a government that grows bigger and more corrupt over time. If you give them an inch, then they keep taking a mile, and it happens
Yep.
over and over again. And
It's
the
just, it's too
Constitution
much power. It's
is
too much power at the end of
exactly.
the day. And I think that what's the quote? It's like power corrupts, and it's just, you see it throughout any government. It just corrupts itself.
Yep, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
I think it was like the CIA testified that they owned a heart attack gun. I couldn't believe it at first because I was just waking up to how corrupt our government is. And I'm like, why does the CIA own a heart attack gun? And then it made sense to me because you could, you know, get away with anything you wanted and make it look like it was just a random heart attack.
Right. Well, a big component of the CIA's operations, and especially their black operations, is assassination programs. So it doesn't matter who it is. It could be anywhere in any part of the world. It could be perhaps a dictator that they don't like in another country, or it could be someone domestically that they want to get rid of, you know. I believe even Stanley Kubrick died of a very suspicious death. The famous Hollywood director. And I guess he revealed a lot in his film, Eyes Wide Shut, about secret societies and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And they tried to
I
shut him
think the
up.
same thing happened with Bill Cooper. William Cooper was exposing a lot of our government, and he was doing the same thing, and I think he died in police custody. I'm not sure.
If I recall correctly, he died in a shootout with federal officials.
Yeah, and
I
he
think
actually he was doing, I don't know what you call it, recording. He said He literally predicted his own death. He was like, they're gonna try and come to arrest me. And he was like, at that point, I'll have to shoot them because they're doing the crime against me for arresting me for no crime. And
Right.
that's literally what
Yeah,
happened.
he was basically designated as a major fugitive by the U.S. Marshals. And so he was trying to evade paying taxes. And he was basically charged with tax evasion by the IRS. And then what happened was there was a shootout at his house in Arizona. A bunch of
Who came to his
sheriffs.
house? Sheriffs?
Yeah, it was a bunch of sheriff's deputies who attempted to arrest him at his home.
Yep, and he
And
predicted his death. He said they were going to try to arrest him, and he said he would shoot, and that's what happened.
right. So obviously when you shoot, the feds are gonna shoot back, and that's a dangerous situation.
He has a genius book called Behold a Pale Horse. If you ever read that, it's an amazing book too. That he put out.
I've heard of that one. I'll have to check it out.
But we see this trend among people who are truth tellers, and they're trying to get the, I'm talking about real, not just shills, like people who are actually in the pursuit of truth, especially about our government. And
Right, and the
we
same
see what
thing.
happens to them, and it's like something's got to change because we live in this dictatorial state where anything you do and say you could be targeted, and it's insane. And I was worried about this podcast, but I was like, fuck it, people need to hear it at the end of the
Yeah.
day. So my main thing
Yep.
was just trying to wake people up. I don't care if they come after me. I mean,
Yeah, well, we're already in a sort of precarious situation as it is worldwide with what they've unleashed on an unsuspecting population with the COVID-19 scamdemic, plandemic, whatever you want to call it. So I think everyone's pretty much in some type of danger or another, even though you may not realize it. It's just a worldwide thing happening right now. And we need people to wake up, as many people as possible, because the only way you stop this is through non-compliance and mass awareness and raising people's consciousness, collective consciousness, and making people more aware. Because a lot of this stuff is consent-based, right? Even wearing a mask, even though they're trying to mandate it, but if you push back, you can withdraw your consent from doing that. And
yeah,
same thing
we
for
the people can have the final say, and that's what we need to realize is we can come together, unite, and say, nah, fuck this, is too much. But we need
The
everybody.
problem is that too many people are dumbed down through a wide variety of mechanisms. It's not just the media, it's a lot more than that.
It's
It's
social
also
media too.
social media, it's the food that people are eating, it's the vaccines that they're taking, it's the chemtrails, it's all kinds of
Fluoride
stuff.
in our tap water.
Fluoride in the water, people are brushing their teeth with fluoride toothpaste. Which is so counterintuitive, and a lot of different things. And
And
so you're trying.
that's a whole nother scandal. Why are we one of the only countries to put fluoride in our tap water? You know that right there.
Well, America has pretty much been a sitting duck for these types of things, for poisoning the population, because it's such a powerhouse in terms of being such a militant country. With a powerful military and huge military industrial complex that is basically very parasitic and toxic and is fueled by the central banking system. So when you have an institution like the Federal Reserve, which can just print US dollars at will, and the US dollar is also the world's reserve currency, that makes for a very bad recipe,
It's
a
too
recipe
much
for disaster.
power for anybody to have to be able to just print money at will.
Exactly. Now, if you think of it in another way, think of it this way. Imagine if you were able to counterfeit as much money as you wanted, using any excuse that you wanted. How long would it be before you were able to pretty much buy up everything in the entire world?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what the Fed is aiming to do at this point.
And we've seen what happened with JFK. He was wrote an executive order trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve as well. That was another thing he was trying to do. So there's a whole multitude of things that JFK was doing that sort of aligned with why I think he was taken out of the picture completely.
Yeah, I believe he was also trying to withdraw from the Vietnam War. Exactly.
I heard that too.
Yeah, there were definitely a multitude of reasons.
There
I
were,
think he was
yeah, there
also
were
trying to withdraw from the
multiple
Vietnam
reasons.
War, which would have been a huge blow to the military industrial complex.
So the biggest question for